here's a story from The World.
Traveling abroad often involves making sure you have all your vaccinations. If you are going to certain countries in the near future, you might have to show a coronavirus vaccination certificate. Today, Greece called on the European Union to create a vaccine certification system across Europe. Part of the thinking is to help tourism recover from the pandemic. To help us understand how the vaccination certificate might work, I'm joined by Dr. Alexandra Phelan. She's with the Center for Global Health Science and Security, also an assistant professor of microbiology and immunology at Georgetown University. Dr. Phelan, how tough could it be to implement this kind of vaccination certification system across the EU? And how effectively could it help to stop the spread of the virus?
So there are a number of considerations, Marco. There is firstly the sort of scientific basis and the evidence on which, you know, can what we can rely on. And then there are practical considerations about what the certification would try to cover. And then also there are legal questions, particularly under international law and the international health regulations. So the first of those is if we actually look at what do we know about what immunity vaccination currently gives us? If we're going to be giving people certification based on their vaccination status, we want to know whether they actually do have immunity. And that's not just from themselves, but also do the vaccines they've taken actually prevent them from transmitting the disease to other people?
It sounds like there could be unintended consequences if, for example, there are delays in getting people vaccinated.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we have globally right now is quite a bit of a patchwork, not only in what vaccines are available, you know, particularly high-income and upper-middle-income countries are disproportionately have access to vaccines. So that raises significant equity issues in terms of who will be given this certification to be able to travel. You know, any certification, whether it be from the EU or from the global community or from individual countries, really should be coupled with a significant commitment to ensure that vaccines are available globally and distributed to all, so that is not essentially a barrier to economic access.
I remember the days of the yellow card. It had the WHO logo on it. It showed travelers to some countries having been vaccinated against yellow fever. So this idea isn't new, but it seems it would have to be different and probably more vigilant. Is a comparison to the yellow card useful?
Yes. So the carte jaune or yellow card is a great comparison because it actually shows us a couple of issues. The first is the carte jaune is still a requirement. It's under international law that governments may require travelers to show evidence of yellow fever vaccination. Now, under the international law, that is the only current vaccination certificate required that countries are allowed to require. So there's a big legal question here now that if countries want to go ahead or regional blocs like the EU want to go ahead, what we really need is to be having countries coming together and deciding whether we add a new certificate like the carte jaune to international law.
Well, at the end of this month, the U.S. will require a negative COVID test for foreign travelers arriving to the U.S. What do you think that's going to do to ease the rate of transmission in this country?
The reality is transmission is already the highest in the world here in the United States. We are the global epicenter of the pandemic, and transmission as it stands is uncontrolled. The US has imposed a number of restrictions already on international travel, and so, you know, whether this would have a significant impact, but, you know, requiring a negative COVID test, given the variants, may be one tool in the arsenal, but it should not be relied upon. The reality is what we need to be doing is having a national effort that is, you know, providing support for businesses to be able to shut down, for us to actually go into doing the relevant measures we need to control transmission here in the United States, and have the public health response strengthened and guided here, and the vaccine rollout here in the US. And so my worry is, you know, whilst there may be some utility in some of these tools about, you know, bringing in potential and, you know, more cases of the new variant into the US, those measures will be a drop in the ocean if we're not trying to deal with what we're doing here already for transmission that is already bad enough.
Dr. Alexandra Phelan is with the Center for Global Health Science and Security. She's in Washington, where she's an assistant professor at Georgetown. Dr. Phelan, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Marco.